This week, we actually want to start with Art's most recent interview. He's been doing a little traveling in the last couple of weeks and recently went up to Nashville to talk to the one and only Dolly Parton about life in her 70s and her latest project, too, which is a children's album. More on that in just a minute. But first, let's listen in on that conversation here between Art and the legendary Dolly Parton. Working 9 to 5. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
Thank you, Dolly, for being on the Art of Money radio show today. Just wanted to ask you a couple questions I thought was interesting in our group discussion a little bit earlier. Faith is a big, important part to you. It's not always easy to share your faith in your industry, so I wanted to just thank you. I thought that was very neat. I know raising 2 kids, you know, we have a daughter and a son. Faith is really important to us, too, so I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, thank you. I think it's important to stand up for what you believe. I never try to cram my faith down anybody else's throat. I'm just saying who I am. This is what I believe, and this is what I do. And so I don't think people are offended by that. And if they are, well, I'll pray for them.
Well, you do a good job. So I just wanted to say thank you, especially as a father raising 2 kids. You know, church is a big part for us, too. But just thank you very much for just being who you are. You know, it translates very well. So just thank you. I just wanted to appreciate
that.
One of the other things I just wanted to know, I'm an FSU alumni. Well, FSU, Burt Reynolds. So I just want to know, how was it like working with Burt Reynolds?
Oh, it was fun. Burt, everybody loves Burt. He's everybody's good old boy. He's like everybody's brother or everybody's friend or pal. And so we had a good time doing that. We were both, at that time, we were both kind of not in great health at the time doing it. We would have had more fun, I think, if we'd both felt a little better at the time. But we were really proud of the success of the Best Little Chicken House in Texas. And, of course, I haven't seen Bert in a long time, but he was always a pal.
Yeah, well, he's been doing his own thing, I guess, but, you know, his health's getting a little bit worse. But he's been a big FSU alumni, so that's why I brought that in, because
we
do a lot of my shows in Tallahassee, so we do a lot with FSU football and so forth. And, Dolly, we're struggling a little bit this year.
Well, football-wise, that goes.
I know.
Or the Titans are not exactly setting the woods on fire either.
Exactly.
But we're praying for them.
That's right. That's right. All right. So one of the things my clients do a lot, and what they're trying to do, is prepare for retirement. You know, we do a lot of legacy planning. And I see that's a really important part to you. I see that with your children's push, you know, that you've been doing recently, last few years. Tell me a little bit about why legacy is so important for you.
Well, I think we all want to do well in our lives. And if we've been lucky enough to see the dreams come true that we've dreamed in our early days, I think you need to start early on to try to do some things where you can leave some things behind, not just for people to remember you, but for things to help. Mm-hmm. And it's always been my belief that once you get in a position to help, you should. And so you should also choose charities that are close to your heart that you can really enjoy doing. And that's why my Imagination Library is so great, working with children in any way. But I just think you need to do those things that you can leave behind where your family, your relatives, and just other people can look, and that can be an example to say, well, I can learn from that. Let me, you know, do whatever. So I've been blessed that I've been an inspiration, or some say that I have been, to people, or to look up to how I would handle something, especially being a woman in business. I have a lot of young women say, you know, that I've been an inspiration. They can look at my work and see what, you know, what's going on. But I think it's true with men too. Business is business. So if you've been successful, and you need to, when you think about your legacy, you need to leave behind those things that you can be proud of, and like I say, your family can be proud of, but that might can help other people coming along.
Sure. I noticed with your Coat of Many Colors, which has been a great success for you, but I saw a little clip on YouTube, which I thought was very interesting. You kind of envisioned this Dolly Parton when you were a young girl. Explain a little bit of that. I mean, is it really true in the kind of how you portray that in the movie, that that's what you saw? And
you mean when I was playing that extra part?
You kind of get it before your class and you say,
oh,
I'm going to introduce
absolutely.
You Dolly Parton, and it's who you are.
I know.
I mean, you saw that.
Oh, yes.
As a very young lady.
And even when I was in high school, one of the biggest laughs that everybody got when I graduated from high school, same thing as you're talking about when I was saying, I, Dolly Parton, am going to do this. That was my dream. But when I graduated, when all the kids said what they were going to do, and some were saying, I'm going to go to so-and-so and go to college, I'm going to nursing school, I'm getting married and doing so-and-so, and it came to me and I said, I'm going to Nashville to be a star. And there was just a whole lot of laughter, and I didn't understand it, and it hurt my feelings so bad because they thought, oh, look at her just dreaming on. And I guess that was so far-fetched, though. I think back on that now, and I don't think they were trying to be cruel. It just was a very big, bold thing to say for some little country kid thinking she's going to be a star. But I thought about that later. But to see, that's the power of dreaming and of positive thinking, too.
And that, to me, that when I relate a little bit of what we do in our business, sometimes the people that are the most successful are the goal-driven clients of ours. So that's why I asked that question, because people that kind of think, oh, I'm going to retire and this is what retirement looks like, but they don't really have any specifics about it, are not successful. The people that are very goal driven. So it was just interesting to see that. I also saw that you were very much a part of all the fires that went on out here a couple years ago. You did something that was kind of special. I saw that, where you had a foundation that you kind of set up where everybody was going to get $1,000 for if they had been damaged with the fires and so forth. We have some of our best friends have a beautiful home in Gatlinburg, and they were like the only house that didn't burn down. So
wow. So they didn't get, they got $1,000 a month for 6 months.
I heard they all wound up,
actually, there was more money than we thought. So they actually all wound up with $10,000.
That's what I heard.
And the money's still coming in, and we set up another fund to where it will continue to help this, always the fire victims. And I want every dime that was raised anywhere to go to those people. No money spent anywhere. But it's for people that maybe had some health problems brought on by the breathing the smoke, or a lot of people lost their cars, couldn't get to work to provide them like a car. So there's still needs that are coming in, and that fund is still growing. And around the world, when we did that telethon, I had so much help from so many wonderful people, donations and my friends that jumped in to help. So I was really happy that everything worked out, because it is my home. I should help. But we had just got off tour, and so we had the band, we had everything prepared. It was just, I mean, it's terrible that it happened, but the fact that it did, yeah. We were so in place that we just brought our whole crew in, set up, and we were able to do that whole thing. So I felt good about that. But we're back in business now. A lot of people are saying, afraid to come. They think it's all destroyed and looking bad, but it's looking really good. Gatlinburg is fully back in business. It was more the surrounding areas and homes and things out on the outskirts, not the city itself. Mm-hmm. And Dollywood is still good, and so business is booming, so come on back.
Well, we're about out of time, but I want to ask you one last question. What made you think of doing Dollywood? You know, we're down there in Orlando, we have Disney World and the whole nine yards, so in Florida, you know, Disney is everything. What made you think of doing Dollywood?
Well, I just knew early on, if I was as successful as I'd hoped to become, that I wanted to do something special like that for my home. The Great Smoky Mountains National Park is the most visited national park in the United States, and people don't realize that. And we get like anywhere from 9 to 12 million people, I think it's more like 12, coming through the park. And I, at that time, I think it was about 9 million when I was having the idea. And I thought, well, I need something like that also to provide jobs for people in that area, also to have things to entertain, not just for tourists, but for the local people as well.
Sure.
And it has turned out to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing.
Thank you so much, Dolly.
Well,
appreciate you taking the time today.
All right.
Just